It's time for Put a Sock in It, and this morning we are joined by the lovely Cherie from Welland Garden City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So you've got three facts for us. Two of them are true, and one of them is a dirty great lie, and it is our job here to work out which one is which.
Okay.
So, fact number one, how does it go?
Okay, I was in a car with my husband, and we nearly ran over Bob Geldof.
Okay, fact number two.
Should have tried harder.
I was on Jim Will Fix It.
Okay, and fact number three.
I appeared in an Asda advert.
Oh, these are good.
Okay, so when did you nearly run Bob Geldof over? Where was that?
We were in Kensington, and we were just at a zebra crossing, just about to go off, and this man who looked like a tramp came running onto the crossing. And it was Bob Geldof, and we nearly ran him over, and we got some very suggestive gestures from him. So he's really into humanitarian aid, but he was very angry with us that morning.
So what did he do?
He spoke to us very loudly, and then I think he actually kicked our car.
Would it have been good, though? You know, like Mercedes have that little star on the front of the car, Rolls Royce have the figurine, to have a big Bob Geldof stunt
yeah.
to your front grill.
Yeah. Okay, fact two, you were once on Jim Will Fix It. What did you ask Jim for?
I asked Jim if I could dress up like Toya Wilcox.
Why would anyone want to do that, Cherie?
Because everybody loved her and
it's
I just wanted
mystery.
The hair.
At the time. So he, I presume they also arranged for you to meet Toya Wilcox.
They actually don't. What you do is you go to a studio and listen to her songs, but you spend a whole day with Jim.
Oh, what was Jim like?
He was really lovely, but he did smell of cigars.
Can you remember some of the other wishes that were on the same episode as you?
There was a girl that wanted to jump into a pool of foam.
Obviously.
And a boy that wanted his room like a computer.
Okay, and where do you keep your medal?
I keep it on my sideboard in my living room just to show everybody that I was on Jim Wolfe.
Brilliant. You would, wouldn't you? Aww. Okay. So what, you were in an Asda commercial?
I was.
What were you doing?
I was the one at the end that was tapping my bottom. I was in Hatfield and I was actually taking the mickey out of them, filming the Asda commercial. And they saw me doing it and they came round to the aisle where I was and asked me if I would appear. And I ended up on the commercial.
And how's your what sort of a bum you got? Is it good shape?
It was then.
did they pay you?
They did. I got a grand sum of £40.
For slapping your bum?
Absolutely.
That's not a bad sum, actually.
And I done the Morgan and Wives dance, which was quite funny.
So, what do we reckon?
You're the best liar ever, Cherie, because I'm convinced by all of these.
Bob Geldof, Jim Will Fix It, and Asda. What do we reckon?
There wasn't a moment of hesitation.
I'd like to believe the Bob Geldof fact. I think he would give you that reaction if you bumped into it. The Asda one just doesn't ring true for me. I think they would have had it all prearranged beforehand.
Yeah.
They're very particular about who they have in adverts, about the look of certain people.
What are you saying? They're very particular.
I'm not saying that you wouldn't have passed the quality test.
Are you saying that Cherie's bum's not good enough to be in that? Is that what you're saying?
I've got good evidence. And proof, and various people have.
I
don't think it.
Showing you my behind.
I know.
Please
do. See, I know what you mean. You would have thought they would have already hired the actress to do it.
I don't think it would have been an actress.
I think
they maybe would have got. They would have vetted people in the store.
Rude, isn't it, Cherie?
They would have paid someone to turn up. They would have hired an actress.
I'm going for Bob Geldof. I can't believe that.
I'm going for Bob Geldof as well. It was fine when you said that he seemed annoyed with you and stuff, but I can't believe that Bob Geldof started kicking your car.
Kick your car as his body swung round off the bonnet then.
So, come on then, which was the fifth and the facts?
Jim Will Fix It.
No way!
Bob Geldof did kick my car.
Jim Will Fix It. When Steve asked you what the other people that were on there, their wishes, you knew straight away. Yeah.
I know, but do you know what, Jules? I wrote so many letters. I deserved to be on Jim Will Fix It. I was so angry when he died the other year because I was still writing.
Oh, bless you.
I tell you what, we're going to get you in here and we're going to dress you up as Toya Wilcox.
Yes,
anyone you want to say hello to?
Yeah, yes. Bob, Jules and Chris, put a sock in it.
Bob!